Hello and welcome to tonight's episode of Taekwondo Life Magazine Live. This is Master Mark Sirianis. I am so excited. We posted a review of Fist of the Condor, starring Marco Zaror, star of Savage Dog, John Wick 4, Boyka movies, Kiltro. He's a Chilean Taekwondo practitioner, and we had the opportunity to interview him for the New York City premiere of Fist of the Condor, which is opening this week in limited release and appearing on exclusively on the Hiya channel. This episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online remains your number one source for all your college betting this season. Get analysis of every prop, play, and point at Bet Online. You'll find the latest odds, brackets, contests, team matchups, game trends at BetOnline, updated odds for everything from live games to conference championships, right through the Final Four and championship game. BetOnline is your college basketball headquarters this season. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Make sure to use the promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, where the gaming starts. Enjoy the interview. Very good. How are you, sir?
Very good. Very good, Rohan.
Thank you for talking to me. You're in New York today, right?
Yes.
Well, it's a crazy day to be in New York, but good. Welcome. Welcome. That's very good. Well, thank you. We are talking today to Mark Zaror, and he is out promoting Fist of the Condor, which is available right now in limited release and going to be available on Hiya. We had the opportunity to screen that, and it's a terrific film. And I congratulate you on the success of that and of your work in the John Wick film. So thank you for talking to us.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
No, my pleasure. So in the time that we have a limited time. I wanted to talk to you about a couple of things. One is growing up in Chile, what was the availability and the accessibility for you of, it's obvious to me you have a Taekwondo background. From your kicks, from your amazing work. I know you have other. What was the availability and the accessibility for you of martial arts training there?
Well, it was not that easy. Remember that we were coming out of the military regimen, and it was prohibited, actually, martial arts training. So when I was very young, my mother was a black belt in karate, so she was the one that motivated me and influenced me to start the martial arts. Then I saw Bruce Lee, and that was a big thing for me. So then I wanted to look for Kung Fu, but I couldn't find Kung Fu schools in Chile. So then I did Taekwondo, you know, but I always wanted to do Kung Fu. So then when I find Kung Fu, I switch and I train a little bit of Kung Fu, but then I didn't like it too much. So I was all the time kind of looking, you know, and then I kind of developed my own training and like looking at movies and looking at Bruce Lee and trying to like, you know, come up with my own training and things like that. And then I went back to karate. I trained Karate Goju Ryu. And then I got invited for the national team of Taekwondo, WTF, to fight. So I did some tournaments of Taekwondo in Chile, but, you know, I was not able to really do the whole transfer into Taekwondo because I was a fighter, right? So I was training for fighting. So Taekwondo, the WTF was very like competitive and very like more like a very turned into a sport. And in that stage of my life in martial arts, I was very focused on real fighting. So I was all the time in the search of like I was good with the hands and, you know, but I really love the ability of the kicking techniques. So I explore a little bit with that, but then, you know, I move out from Chile and, you know, when I was 19. So in Chile, it was more like training and the movies and like different schools. I was never set into one style.
When I spoke to Scott Adkins, who, of course, you have a history with in the Boyka film, Undisputed films. Scott had talked to us about being a kid and really consuming martial arts movies, going to the video store and taking out and getting movies and watching them until they were completely, you know, worn down. And what was your experience with things like that? Did you have great accessibility? I know you're talking about the fact that martial arts was limited in training because of the government situation. What about the ability to get films and watch films and see martial arts films?
Because that was my whole inspiration. I was so big in Bruce Lee. Like, I saw his movies. Like, I cannot even tell you. I knew every sound of the movie, everything. It was crazy. My mother wanted to, like, she was worried. Like, trust me. I sleep with a panty because I didn't want to have curly hair, because my hair was kind of curly. So I wanted to have straight hair like Bruce Lee. So I sleep with a panty. So then I wake up and my hair was straight. I'm telling you, like, seriously, right? I listened to Bruce Lee audio cassettes, records of only his screams and his sounds. Like, you know, then, of course, I kind of saw, when I grew up more, then I saw some Jackie Chan movies like The Armor of God, Rumble in the Bronx.
Sure.
Stuff like that. Then of course, Van Damme show up and appear. So yeah, I was into all the action movies and martial art movies, but I was so into Bruce Lee that I didn't like much of the other stuff, to be honest with you.
A different style. It has less humor in it than many of the other Asian films. Bruce Lee's were more serious in a lot of ways than the Jackie Chan style.
Yes.
I see in Fist of the Condor, I see a lot of influence to me as being someone who's grown up on both the martial arts world and the martial arts movie world, a lot of influence of other historical martial arts pieces, including your own. I see a lot of the through line of Kiltro come through the philosophy in Fist of the Condor. And I see some influence of TV's Kung Fu, David Carradine, things of the nature. Was that a deliberate focus in making the movie? Is there an attempt to draw through the history of martial arts films in this piece?
Well, yeah, it was a big challenge for us, because as a Latino martial artist, my goal was to share and express myself as a martial artist, and also play an homage to all the inspiration that I received when I was a kid. So you'll see Bruce Lee, you'll see Jackie Chan, you'll see a little bit, but without making it a copy or imitating. Sure. To have a feel of it, but at the same time to feel original with our culture, with our elements, like with my training, the way that I am as a martial artist, a true expression. I don't use the Wing Chun dummy because it doesn't work for me. The dummy that I created for my training, it has open attacks, because when I'm fighting martial arts, I've done MMA, so I receive hooks, and sure. So then of course the blocks you have here, so then you have the bars here. I have the wooden dummy with the two attacks here, so I can block a knee or a low attack at the same time I'm blocking a hit to the face. So this is an example of how I grab the elements of the traditional martial arts movies and I make them, you know, in my way to be an honest expression without copying, you see? And that was a big challenge, because it's a fine line, right? So Ernesto did the same thing with studying all the genre and how we created that something that feels original, but at the same time acknowledge this. It's like our love letter to the martial art movies.
Absolutely. And I think you did that very well. And I think the way you expressed it is fair. It is very original. It's very unique. But yet there's a through line there of some great influences of martial arts. And if that was the goal, you guys achieved that goal very, very well.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
No, my pleasure. My pleasure. Now, there's a little bit of a contrast here for you. You're right now, you're the biggest movie in the world, biggest budget in the world, big production value of the John Wick film. And you're contrasted with a film, very personal film, showing in art house theaters, promoting it, being produced in outside of the United States. How is that contrast for you, those things kind of converging and coming together at the same time? What's going through your sensibility in terms of how those two worlds are coming together?
Well, it's beautiful. I'm really thankful, man, because I always wanted the Feast of the Condor to be seen, right? When we did this movie, we didn't have any expectation. And because of the John Wick movie, of course, this movie is going to be seen more, right? Sure. And for me as a martial artist, I'm already in such a grateful feeling of being part of the John Wick, because being able to work with these talented people like Chad, that is a master in martial arts, with Keanu, that is an amazing human being, and you know, people that inspire you, and then suddenly get invited to their world and to play with them and share this passion of martial arts is just so beautiful. So then, of course, it's like, at the end, it's very connected, because you know, I know that maybe for them, John Wick is the same as for me, Fist of the Condor. They create this thing together. You know, at the beginning, John Wick 1, I heard that the story is like studio didn't pick it up right away. Just did this for pure passion. Keanu and Chad, they just did this. And Chad, as a martial artist coming from the stunt background, putting to being a director on this movie, at the beginning, the industry is like, he now, you know, they changed the industry forever.
Sure.
And it's just pure passion. You see, it comes from a very honest place, right? And that's exactly the same way that the Fist of the Condor came to me, because it was just, look, I'm in the middle of nowhere. I just want to express myself in the middle of quarantine. We didn't know if the world is going to continue.
Sure.
So I think there's a very strong connection, you know, and as a martial artist, you know, I believe martial arts makes us feel like, for example, if I go to a country I've never been before, I walk into a martial arts school and I feel like I'm at home.
I know that exactly. That is a beautiful way to express it. It connects us internationally. We don't have to necessarily speak the language, but when we understand the values, the concept and the connection is strong internationally.
Exactly, man. So imagine, man, for me, I'm so thankful, you know.
Wonderful. Now, keeping on that same topic, as we wind down, we're unfortunately running out of time. John Wick's had a series of movies. What I've been reading about Fist of the Condor is that the original concept was a trilogy. Is that still the idea? Is that the expectation? Is that going to be a wait and see based upon how this does, or is that something that's solid that we can look forward to?
Yeah, well, I would love to. You know, for me, that's my idea. My idea was to continue doing these things, but now that this became in a movie and we got Welgo and Haya behind it, you know, it's gonna depend on it depends on you guys. Like, if you guys enjoy it and help us promote and you know, get it, and of course for us, it's gonna be easier to go, oh, let's do it. I would love to do it, but I need.
Right, of course.
You know what I'm saying? To produce and stuff like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. So our hope is that will happen. We've done our job in terms of writing an honest review, which is that it's great. Hopefully it brings more people awareness of the film and awareness of you. We've been following your career since Kiltro and Mandrill, which was a great, I think Mandrill's a great film. The Boyka film, and your role in Savage Dog, which was a phenomenal role. In a phenomenal movie. I think Jesse B. Johnson's terrific. And your role in that film is really, really one to watch. So we encourage folks to check out Fist of the Condor. Be great to see it. If you can see it in the Alamo Drafthouse screenings in limited release, or check it out on Hi-Ya. And we really do look forward to seeing where your career goes from here. I think you're the idea that you're just breaking out to what those of us that have been following you for years know. You're an exciting film presence, an exciting martial arts and movie star, and we wish you the best on that.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it, man. It means so much for me, and trust me, I'm gonna keep training.
I can tell. I know.
For you guys, man. I'm gonna represent there. I'm gonna be sharp and ready for the next one.
We look forward to it.
Whoever comes is gonna face the Latin dragon.
That's great. Let me ask you one final question. You consider yourself more of a martial artist or more of a movie star?
Martial artist.
Okay, fair enough. That is fair enough. I always like to know. And it's obvious. I mean, you the realism with which you conduct yourself in the films, it makes it evident. So we need to wrap up. I'm getting the high sign. So I wish you the best of luck. I look forward to seeing you in the future. I look forward to seeing your films, and all the best to you, and enjoy your time in New York. Crazy, memorable day to be in New York, a memorable day with the Fist of the Condor. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very good.
Do you believe?